Hello.
Hi, hello, Mr. Nunez.
Can I help you?
Hi, Mr. Nunez. My name's Josh. I was just giving you a call. I believe you just spoke with someone on my team regarding the new energy program. How you doing today?
Right. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing really good. Thank you for asking, Mr. Nunez. Of course, we were just calling and seeing if you got that notice in the mail. It was just regarding the recent rate increases. Did you happen to see that by any chance?
No. I didn't receive anything. I told the lady that generally I don't take these calls. I just cut everybody off and that's it.
Okay.
But I'm already getting information from Southern California Edison about energy plants and what you might call it, solar stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So they have people that they refer me to, or they refer them to me, with already a figure on mine as far as what I'm going to be paying a month, because they have all, Southern California has all the figures. So
my question
to you is, you know, what is it that you're offering here that's going to be equal or is not beating whatever they're offering me?
Yeah, really good question. I'm glad you asked that, Mr. Nunez. So we actually work alongside California Edison. So whenever you inquire about like solar or anything like that, they just give your information to us and we go ahead and make a call. Now, of course, I don't know if they gave your information to you or anything like that, but we just reached out to you because that's what we do. We're a solar brokerage, right? So we're able to go ahead and hunt down the best deal for you when it comes down to solar. Now, it sounds like you've been looking into it or starting wanting to. Have you got a consultation yet regarding your property or anything like that?
I will be.
You will be? Okay.
Somebody will be coming down, but,
gotcha.
You know,
okay.
What do you have?
Yeah, so every solar company has access to the same types of programs that are out. So whether if you go with Sunrun, Tesla, us, whoever it may be, at the end of the day, we all have access to the same program. So at the end of the day, it's what the company can do for you, right? Whether that be giving you an extra panel for production, battery pack, whatever it may be, whatever incentives those certain companies are offering. What I could say is with us, we have beaten out Sunrun quite a few times when it comes down to quoting for homeowners, even Tesla, as a matter of fact. So if you're looking into getting multiple consultations, that's exactly what I recommend homeowners to do. At least get, you know, around 3 to 4 quotes coming in before making a decision. But it sounds like it's something that you're already considering, correct?
Right.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, my job is really simple, Mr. Nunez. It's just to actually go ahead and see if you are a good fit for these programs. And then, of course, if you are, we just select a better time and date where a consultant can stop by. They break down all those questions for you or answers. They show you a savings report, and they get to answer any questions or concerns you may have. For your property, though, do you have any, like, big trees or tall buildings?
No. There's no. No, there's no trees, no bushes, nothing like that.
Okay. And what about the roof condition? Any leaks or damage you're aware of, anything like that?
Well, I'm looking into that, too, because the wind, it gets pretty windy around there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's already peeled off some of the shingles.
Gotcha. Okay.
So it's a shingle. So the regular shingle, not the tile, but the regular shingles.
Correct.
So I'm looking into having somebody come down and redo the roof, at least half of it, where the wind really hits.
Gotcha.
Which is the front of the house. But with you guys, if you're gonna put the solar panels are gonna be on the back end of the house.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yes. Where it gets the most production is typically where we do put the panels. But the good thing about us as well is we don't even come close to a roof that's not structurally strong enough to sustain the system. So if there is like damage or anything like that,
there's no damage.
Okay. Gotcha. No problem. Then that shouldn't be an issue. And then you already mentioned it was a shingle roof, so that's good there. And is there anyone else that owns the property with you that's on title? Like
no.
A spouse or family member?
No.
Gotcha. And then for these programs, of course, since they are government endorsed, you would just need to have a good standing credit score of at least 670 or higher. So I'm guessing you're good on that.
Okay. So I am, but I don't want anybody running my credit until I say it's okay.
No, yeah.
Because
okay.
I ran into this with Sunrun already.
Ooh, and they ran it without your permission?
And they ran it without my permission. And there was another company that did that, Bright Light or something like that, and did the same shit. Yeah. It's Bright Light or Bright. They're based in Florida or somewhere. I don't know.
Gotcha.
And they run my credit, and they did a hard search on it. and I saw it on my credit file because I look my I look at my credit file every 3 days, at least once a week.
Yeah.
And I saw that it got run, and I never authorized this.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
And then there was a big, it was a big fiasco between the two companies there, and that's why I, you know, everybody, anybody that calls me up, I always just say no, thank you, and that's it, and I just block the number. But since I'm already seriously looking into this thing through Edison, okay, and they've already gave me the names of the companies that, you know, I could be calling, or that actually that I would be calling, and they already gave me a price more or less because they have all the information as to what my monthly payment is going to be. And, and it all started with only a backup, only a battery backup, because we get a lot of PS, what is that, PSPs or whatever?
Yeah.
Here?
They shut
up. Where are you calling from?
Yeah, so we're located out in Los Angeles. So not that far. Yeah.
Yeah. So we get a lot of PSPs, whatever, here. Mm-hmm. And sometimes with no reason at all. And I got medical equipment. I got medical equipment at the house. And the other day, just a few days ago, the electricity got cut off around 3:30 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
So I couldn't use the, you know, it woke me up because I couldn't use the equipment. Exactly. And then about around 5:30, it went back on.
Wow.
So my question to them was, you know, hey, I got medical equipment. What do I do here? You know, you guys got to help me with this thing. So they recommended a battery backup and or a solar thing on the roof. So that's where I'm at right now.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I know we can definitely help out with that if it comes down to it, because having metal equipment, you do need that running, right? Especially if there's a blackout or anything that does happen. So by all means, our energy consultant can definitely talk to you about that as well and show you what it would look like. So in regards to, of course, the other thing that you brought up, which was regarding, what was that question you asked me the first time around? Sorry about that.
What was the one?
You said about the credit. So yeah, we don't even run your credit until you're able to move forward and everything makes sense for you, right? So, and the thing is, it's not a hard credit check with us. It's a soft one.
Oh, yes, it is. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah. That's only if you move forward. So we're not going to be like Sunrun, right, and run your credit prior.
They did. I mean, both companies, they told me exactly what you're telling me, and they did a hard credit check.
No, we don't run credit at all. Yeah, we don't run credit at all until you say, yes, I want to move forward with the application, because first and foremost, it's an application, because we need a check to see if the property is still going to pan out. So what we do is we do a site inspection where someone comes out and they check the property and everything. That's if you're willing to move forward, and then that's when it gets wrapped. But other than that, no one's going to touch it.
Okay. I hope you're right, man, because these people lie to me, and when they try to come back and say, well, we're going to move forward with this and that, I said, no, you guys told me you weren't going to run my credit. And you guys run my credit. We wait until then. I said, nope, I'm looking at it right now in my credit file. So I don't want you guys here.
Period. No, yeah, exactly.
No, reconsider. No, I'm not reconsidering anything. If you lie to me in any way, shape, or form, you're out.
Exactly. No,
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm referring this to you guys too, not you personally, but the company. Just to get the job, you guys are going to lie to me and tell me something, and then all of a sudden, no, it's not going to happen that way.
No, and I completely agree with you, Mr. Nunez. I'll be the same exact way, especially if a company came out, told me they weren't going to do it, and then they ended up doing it. So, yes, I would definitely be dotting my I's and crossing my T's as well. But I can assure you, we don't do anything until you say, yes, I want to move forward with the application. And that's when they ask, of course, for the last 4 digits of your social and where you're going to help you out. Other than that, they just go to your property, take a look at your energy bill to see how much you're using, and they create a savings report. From that savings report, they determine how much you're able to save. And only if you are saying, yes, you want to move forward with the application, then they will ask. But other than that, they will not run it.
Well, Edison gave me a savings report. That's why they gave me the name of the companies to call.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. So that's probably why.
So I already know more or less, you know, what I'm going to, you know, if I move forward with them, mm-hmm. with the companies that they told me, I already know more or less what I'm going to pay.
Of course. Yeah. No problem.
So if you guys come in and you guys beat that price, and I'm not going to tell you what it is until you guys tell me this is what we're going to be able to do for you, then I'll tell you yay or nay.
Mm-hmm. And then do you remember the type of program it was? Was it a power purchase agreement? Was it a lease? Was it a finance option? Did you happen to know what option it was?
Oh, gosh, I forgot.
Typically with California Edison, if you're not looking to, you know, like own the system, if that's not a big priority for you, then more than likely they probably presented to you a power purchase agreement option.
Uh-huh. Well, and there was a company that, there was this company, one of these two companies that told me that, you know, if I was to get their program,
mm-hmm.
That my neighbor, in case there was a bad electrical problem that they cut off the electricity or so, that, you know, I would be able to supply my neighbors with electricity. I said, what the fuck am I going to supply my neighbors for?
Yeah,
let them
pay
for their own thing.
Yeah,
I'm not
going to
supply my neighbors with this. Yeah, no, he came out with this stupid thing, man.
That's
and I
hilarious.
Said, no, are you crazy?
Yeah, no.
I'm not supplying. You know, I may be a decent person, respectable and stuff like that. I get along with my neighbors, but I sure as hell ain't going to give my stuff up.
Yeah.
if they want electricity, they can pay for themselves.
Exactly.
Oh, well, no, that's what this program does for for your neighbor. So your neighbor on the right-hand side and your neighbor on the left-hand side will be able to grab electricity when the PSP comes in. Like, where do I get my money from?
Yeah. Well,
you know, well, shit, man, you know. Yeah, are they gonna pay me for this thing? Well, no, it just gets announced. You know what? Get out.
Get out.
You make no sense to me at all.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you gotta understand. I understand. You guys are trying to screw me here, and I'm not going along with this thing.
Yeah, no, that makes no sense at all, because your neighbor would need to have access to your main panel unit in order to pull the energy. So that makes no sense whatsoever.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah, but, all right, Mr. Nunez, I mean, it definitely seems like you can benefit from at least another consultation here. If you have some availability this week, they are available from mornings all the way up until afternoons. So if you have some time, I'd love to go ahead and see if we're able to help you out.
Okay, so if you guys can make it here tomorrow at noontime, I'll be more than happy to, you know, see you guys, and you guys can do your measurement or whatever it is.
Gotcha.
I will not, however, I cannot sign any papers, because I don't want to sign any papers that all of a sudden you guys are going to be running a credit on.
No, yeah, of course. No, and I completely understand that, especially from the experiences you already had. And that is definitely something I'll tell the consultant. It'll just be more to, of course, see what we're able to help you save, right? If everything looks good, then they can definitely help you move forward, but that's only with your consent. But it's just to talk to you about the types of programs and see if we're even able to help you out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool. Let me see for tomorrow, just because I know we have a couple for tomorrow. And you said around noontime works, correct?
Noontime, yeah.
Okay, correct. Let me see. Give me one second here.
I have a physical. I have a physical therapy at 11 o'clock. It only lasts 45 minutes.
Okay.
And then I'm only like 10 minutes away from the house. So then after that, I have another appointment with a cardiologist and my surgeon.
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
You know,
would
12 noon is what is open for me.
Okay. Would potentially Wednesday or Thursday be a good day for you? Just because I am looking here, I do see a couple consultations lingering around 12 right now. So I don't know if we'll be able to squeeze you in, but would Wednesday or Thursday work better for you, Mr. Nunez?
It'll have to be 12.
12 o'clock. Okay. I could definitely do Wednesday at 12 then, because I do see an opening here. But
all right.
Perfect. What I'm going to do, I'm just going to send you a text message then, Mr. Nunez, just letting you know you're all set for this upcoming Wednesday, which would be the 13th at 12 p.m. I just want to make sure that time does work out for you, just because we do work as a first come, first serve. So since you're taking that time slot, another homeowner won't be able to take advantage. So 12 p.m. does work out for you the best on Wednesday, correct?
Okay. So just make sure he's there before 12 p.m. I don't want to know that he's going to be coming here and, well, you know what? We can't make it. It'll have to be 2 o'clock, or we can do another day this week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If that happened, what's your name? I'm sorry.
My name is Josh. I'm the verification.
Josh.
Master.
Okay, Josh. Okay. So if that happens, Josh, then you guys are out. I don't need to be moving things around, because right now my schedule is pretty tight on everything that I'm doing.
Gotcha.
So I don't need to be, you know, it's not like I'm very desperate to do this, but I am looking into it.
Okay, but no problem. No problem. I'll definitely let them know.
Again, you got to remember, I got physical therapy about 11 o'clock. It lasts 45 minutes. Okay.
11:45.
It'll take me about 10, 15 minutes to get from my physical therapy back to my house.
Sounds good. No problem. I'll have them there at 12.
Okay.
Awesome there, Mr. Nunez. You're all set. When all you right. get that text message, just give me a like or a thumbs up just to let us know you got it, and then you're all set, mm-hmm. man.
All righty. All right, Josh.
Have a good day. No problem. You have a good day, Mr.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
You too. Goodbye.